Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, that is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know, you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching never changed anything.
All right. We had a rough time yesterday. Boy, 20 minutes in. Well, let's see how today goes. Today on This My House, we retitled the podcast to Black Men Getting Shot by Police Solutions. We're looking for solutions. 619-768-2945 is the call-in number. 619-768-2945 is the live stream number. We're going to go play Solar Cabin, give people an opportunity to get in, and then we'll get into the discussion.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second, and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas, and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land, okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine, or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at an age, at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
All right. We're kind of walking on eggshells today, because yesterday other than the initial introduction, we had a rough time. We really couldn't even do a podcast yesterday, so I had to delete that whole debacle. But anyway, but it seems okay today. Our title for today is Black Men Getting Shot by Police Solutions. And the question along with that, the question today is, why why is it that black men are getting shot by the police, or why does it appear that black men get shot by the police more than anybody else? That's the question of the day. 619-768-2945. Let's see if we can gain any traction on that. Now, going back to the Amber Geiger case, she was convicted of murder, and she was sentenced to 10 years. And in various trending topics this week, some people have criticized Botham Jean's, or Jean, depends on how you pronounce it. Why did his brother request to hug Amber Geiger, which he was allowed to do in the courtroom. And the judge, a black female, we racialize everything in this country, almost everything. The judge, black woman, she gave Geiger a hug as well and gave her a Bible. What are your thoughts on that? The call-in live stream number is 619-768-2945. And also, the question of the day is, why do you think is the primary reason why black men get shot by the police more than anybody else, or at least the appearance of it? We might not be getting shot like that, but why do you think there's an appearance of it? 619-768-2945. That is the live stream number. And I will come to the phone lines, because some people can't press one. Now, let's get started with this, because this might lead over into our Spreaker platform. So I'm gonna hold my opinion back. I want to hear yours. So let's go to the phone lines right now. 253, what say you?
Okay, so usually no one is allowed to touch the defendant, let alone hug them. But this whole thing is turning into being a complete farce. Second of all, there are more white people by the police than there are black people, and don't really understand why it seems like blacks are getting killed more. They seem to publicize it more. They don't seem to publicize their attacks on white citizens. And I think that's because they always want us looking and going, see, it's race. They're trying to keep us down. And then we fight each other. We fight this and we fight the man. And they want us doing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. When have you ever seen a defendant allowed to be touched? When?
Well, I haven't seen it. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened before, but I haven't.
Usually people are angry, okay? Usually people are angry. Even when they were outside waiting for the verdict, there was none of that in this case. None of it. You tell me why not. When everything else, everyone wants to stamp up, Black Lives Matter, let's march, let's protest. There's always been a big response to these. Why hasn't there been one in this case? Because it's a script. I keep trying to tell everyone. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is what I say. We even need to stop discussing Amber Geiger and move on to something else, because there's some real stuff going on. Like, back to what we're doing, building tiny homes and coming up with solutions so that we can get off the grid. Because if you stay on the grid, you're going to die.
Now, let me ask you this question. What would you give as a primary solution to stop the killing of black men by police?
First of all, it's a lot of it is going to be out of the control. We can't stop the racial profiling and then pulling you over unjustly. But what you can do is, when you get pulled over by the police, okay, don't give them no attitude. Don't give them no questions. Just answer their questions. Don't offer any other opinions. Don't try to smile. Don't try to joke. Just give them their information and move on and stay alive. But if you can, don't even engage with the officer. If you see police, go the other way, because once you are engaged in a conversation with them, you can easily be detained. And from there, anything can go on. You can find yourself in ICE. You can find yourself detained and not arrested. And there are people that are held in the detention status. They've been in there for 7 years and stuff like that. So don't think it won't happen. Mm-hmm. Don't do stupid stuff. But I mean, really, what can you do? That man, Botham John, he was sitting at home, sleep. I mean, watching TV on his couch. And I mean, what, there could have been anything that he paid his tithes and offerings, and he went to church. And so I don't really know that there's too much that we can do, because if you're too proactive, you're going to be found offensive. And then they're waiting for us to march and protest and do whatever so that they can turn the heat up again. Okay, and send another agent and send another Amber Geiger. Oh, they're getting too much again. just go send a little white girl in there and just pop off another nigga and just go ahead and just show, teach them a lesson.
And well, the and we're, I can tell we're gonna go into the backyard because this the switchboard's starting to light up. So we're gonna go in.
Okay.
We got 10 minutes until we go into our to the backyard. But today's podcast is titled "Black Men Getting Shot by the Police: Solutions." Or and the question today is why. Or what is the common denominator of why black men keep on getting shot by the police? That's probably a more accurate question. What, in your opinion, people listening, what is the common denominator of why black men in the United States, particularly African American men, now he was Caribbean American, but majority of the time is African American men who get shot by the police. So what do you think the common denominator is, and then what do you think would be a solution? I've got my opinion on it like everybody else. I'm going to give that when we go into the backyard. And that's when we go on Spreaker. That platform and the Spreaker platform, let me give that phone number out now. Is 319-527-4961. That's 319-527-4961. I'm going to give it out a few more times because, like I say, we're over here on Blog Talk right now, so let's utilize this platform while we can. But this podcast is not going to end. We'll keep you posted on what to do. Today's topic is black men getting shot by the police, solutions, or more accurately, what do you think is the common denominator of why black men get shot by the police in the United States, and what would be a solution? 619-768-2945. I've got an opinion on it. I'll give it when we go to our Spreaker platform, but right now we're still on Blog Talk. Let's go to area code 407. 407, your mic is open.
Good morning, LA. This is Beata with Soul Purpose Healing and Health and Wellness with Beata on Friday mornings. We've done our joint rolling. And you're asking what's the common denominator for black men?
In your opinion,
What
in your opinion, what's the common denominator of why black men getting shot by the police? Or why it appears?
Okay, so my experience, especially after a weekend with a breatharian who has such a higher purpose and consciousness about everything, is that melanin, the common denominator, number one, melanin rich male person. That's the way I'm looking at this. Melanin rich, because Elitam El Amin is a very dark skinned man who is living a life as a breatharian, and his journey is so amazing how he's protected by everything. Not only protected by people, but people giving him money over in foreign countries, like just handing him money. So the journey of the dark melanin male person has a special purpose on this planet, and that is if you don't take advantage of the melanin in your body that is rich, that can protect you, that can guide you and heal you, then I think you're going to suffer consequences because of your lack of awareness and consciousness about that. Because melanin men have a special, unique journey in that they have a lot of power in them with all that melanin. Melanin is a special chemical that gives you a certain amount of not only protection, but power in this journey. So as opposed to someone with a lighter skin or pale skin, they have very little melanin. It's like we all have melanin. But the black man, melanin-rich man, has a special power within him. So an abuse or an ignorance of that power, I think, is going to lead you to consequences that are natural for your lack of wisdom and intelligence about who you really are on this planet. So these black men are showing us, in my opinion, the consequences of not walking in the path that you were meant to walk as a dark melanin person. And that's what we're seeing, a lot of ignorant, unconscious black men who have fallen into the matrix trap, who are out there doing things that are not protecting them, like the king on the chessboard. You know, they're not playing the role of the king. So you can imagine, L.A., being a chess person. If you're playing the role of a pawn, okay, what's going to be the consequence? So I'm seeing this from a much different perspective than just, oh, these poor victims because they're black and it's racism. That's what a lot of people want to say. Oh, it's just racism. Well, those police officers are, a lot of them are former military men who have PTSD. So when you trigger them, guess what? You're the enemy and you're dead. So we got this dysfunction in our society that if you're not aware of it and you protect yourself by walking on the chessboard of life as a king with authority, then guess what? You're falling just like all the other pawns. So that's my analysis of it.
Okay, and
Very good.
Me give out a phone number here. Robin, give out the phone number, because in about 5 minutes or so, we're going to be switching platforms. We're going from Blog Talk Studio to our Spreaker Studio, where we have a lot more time available. So, Robin, give out that number, please.
Yeah, 319-527-4961. Direct dial 319-527-4961.
Okay, and we'll let you know when we'll be switching over to that station. I mean that channel in about 3.5-4 minutes.
The lines are open now if people want to call in.
Okay, 346, your mic is open.
Good morning, L.A.
Good morning, Warren. Thanks for coming on.
And good morning, Robin and Viata.
Good morning.
I absolutely love Viata's answer. I don't know if she said it in such a way where the majority of the audience can really understand where she's coming from, but I think it was a great answer as to the issue with police killing black men in the black neighborhood. And a lot of it has to do with, some of it has to do with stereotype, and some of it also has to do with black people in general have a issue with submitting to authority. And that's something I learned as I began to, you know, grow in education and law, is that we have a problem with submitting to authority. And so when we don't submit to authority, then there is no accountability and responsibility for our actions. And we find everybody and anybody to blame as a situation as to why we're in, instead of looking at ourselves. That's another situation. The black community, there is the whole concept of authority, rule, and regulation is not in existence. And that's what I see. To make a long story short, I think Viata answer took the cake.
Okay, all right. We've got about a minute and a half. Robin, give that number again for people, because there's some people out there that are trying to get in the switchboard. But if you call, Robin, give that number, because we're about to switch over in about a minute.
That number is, I believe it's 319-527-4961. Yes, 319-527-4961.
Okay, and we're going to continue the conversation on that line. We're talking about today on It's My House, why black men are getting shot by the police. Solutions, we're also asking for a common, what do you think is the common denominator, and then what do you think would be a solution to that? So we're going to carry that over to the number that Robin talked about, what we're going to do now is we're going to log out here on Broadcast Radio and switch over to that. So we'll see on that in about 90 seconds or less.
At Jiffy Lube, we care about cars. In fact, we're kind of obsessed. That's why we've been taking care of business with quick quality oil changes and service for over 40 years. And with things like our Carful Vehicle Review, where our experts will check, fill, clean, and inspect your vehicle, you'll know we'll care for your car like we care for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more.
Visit JiffyLubeDC.com to find a Jiffy Lube service center near you.